No.
Who's going to go first, Mr. Manamela?
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. We have gone through the report of the public protector, and based on what was presented to us, and also based on various considerations, we believe that there is additional information which we require as members of the ANC, and we think as the ad hoc committee, which will help us to come to a conclusion in relation to what our mandate is as a committee. We are of the view that firstly, the chair of the Independent Electoral Commission, Advocate Pansi Tlakula, has not been given an opportunity, or put differently, has not made a submission in response to the report which we have as a committee, because we believe that it is going to be materially important in helping us to come to a conclusion. So we think we should ask her to make a written submission, and on the basis of that we can then determine how we interrogate that submission. The report itself speaks to the fact that the former commissioners took the decision to procure the building. However, only the chair of the former commission was interviewed, and we think that there are other people who were part of the previous commission. In fact, all the commissioners were part of the previous commission, whom we think their submission would be important to help us come to a conclusion. There is also a reference to the Auditor General having cleared the procurement of the IEC building. But we think that an extensive submission by the AG's office would help us to also reach finality as the committee on this whole issue. So we would request that we have those three additional submissions for consideration, and then on the basis of that, then make our own conclusion as an ad hoc committee. Thank you.
Mr. Self.
Thank you, Chair. I think that the request that was being made by the Honourable Malamela is a reasonable one. I think it would also assist us in coming to the right conclusions. We ourselves were wanting to request some of the information that is being requested now. But I think that there is another bit of information that I think would assist us. And that is that I'm wondering whether a legal opinion could be obtained from whoever in Parliament can provide that information, relating to whether somebody who is being requested to be referred to the Electoral Court for activities that took place before that person was a commissioner. And I have a difficulty in wondering whether it is competent to do what we are being requested to do until such time as we have legal finality on that issue.
So let me get clarity, Mr. Self. The legal opinion we must seek will clarify whether the Electoral Court has jurisdiction to consider whether a matter dealt with by the then chief electoral officer or CEO, who happens to now be the chair, and whether that's appropriate. Okay, fine. Anybody else? Mr. Bota?
Chair, the
one of the additional things, I'm not sure whether it'd be relevant, but there's reference to the fact that this tender was first awarded to Menlyn.
To who, sorry?
To Menlyn Park. Yeah.
Right.
Now, this is the decision that the CEO at the time had rescinded, or rather had decided to refer to the commission after she had taken a decision. But for me, what is not clear is whether that particular award had followed the procedure, because reference is made here that she unilaterally changed the decision of a commission which had already been taken. Now, did the commission take a decision misled by the executive? Did it follow the procedure that is prescribed in the IEC regulations to take that Menlyn award, or to make that Menlyn award, which finally or subsequently was rescinded, and then the thing was awarded to Upland?
Okay.
I don't know if I'm making myself
clear. No, I understand you perfectly. I hope other members understood you. That's an important point, and it's, I assume, Mr. Manamela and honorable members, it is why you are requesting that the previous commission appear, as I understood it, and to answer those issues. Mr. Fanamerva?
Yes. Thanks, Chairperson. I have a problem or an uncertainty about exactly what our mandate is. The mandate says basically we must consider and report on the recommendations. Now, in the report, I find nowhere a heading called recommendations. Therefore, I have to go through 220 pages and look for recommendations. The second point is that, are we then limited only to look at her recommendations? The question is whether we can put in doubt her findings. Can we act as a form of an appeal court?
Review
on whether she was correct in her findings, or do we accept her findings as they are? I have problems around that, and then we must either accept her findings or reject it. And if we reject it, on what basis do we reject it? It's like a case before us. And also, what I couldn't pick up is, when did Advocate Takula become a commissioner? Did this happen when she was not a commissioner?
That's right.
Yeah, I thought so. Those are some of the points that trouble me a little.
Okay. Mr. Manamela?
Thank you very much. I think the concerns, we share the same concerns in relation to what we must do as an ad hoc committee. And I think the proposal by Honorable Self actually help us that we get, I think there are institutions in Parliament whose main responsibility is to deal with Chapter 9 institutions, whom we can request to give us a legal opinion, but also on what our role is. This is a Chapter 9 institution making a finding on another Chapter 9 institution and requesting us to consider the report and make and make an impression on the recommendation. So I agree that it's a bit of a difficulty. So I think on the basis of the recommendations, or on the basis of the advice, legal advice from Parliament, we can then be able to make a determination. The other important factors is the nature of the request that has been made to the Speaker. Because I think that's important, the correspondence between the public protector and the speaker. We made to understand that there is the public protector had referred this report to the speaker with no asking Parliament to consider the report, and subsequent to that, there was a further request that says refer the matter to the Electoral Court. So I think that kind of correspondence, if it can also be brought to our attention, maybe as part of the legal advice by the Parliament or the Speaker's office or something like that. And I think it will help clarify most of the concerns and confusions that are there, but also clarify what our responsibility is as an ad hoc committee. Thanks.
All right. Just in response to that quickly, just before we began, my PA, my office, brought me the letter, which I have. She's in the process of making copies for everyone, so that then you'll be able to read for yourself. No. This is what the motion in the House that we agreed to, setting up the ad hoc committee, this is what it says. Under two, further notes that in correspondence to the Speaker, the Public Protector requested that consideration be given, etc., etc., etc.
Can we take notice of
it? Why not? Some members, Mr. Funamerva, in having looked at this, said to me, can we not have a copy of that correspondence the Public Protector sent to the Speaker? And it is here. I'm going to make it available to you, and then you will draw your own conclusions from that. All right?
What I need to understand is our mandate is set out in subsection 3. Very clearly, it does not refer to what is in 2. So can we assume, yes, no, it is part of it.
It's both.
I got up at 5 this morning.
We understand, Mr. Funamera. We understand. It's both 2 and 3.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, then you will get a copy of the Public Protector's letter to the Speaker. We will formally request a written response from the Auditor General's office on the transaction relating to the Riverside Park complex. We will request a written response from Advocate Lakula to the Public Protector's report, and request a written legal opinion, Mr. Gaum, from Parliament's legal advisers, and then possibly for them to just appear and assist us with any further clarification we may need, Mr. Self. Mr. Gaum?
Yeah, it just appeared to me that it seems that legal opinion, have to be very clear on what it has to cover.
Right.
It will have to cover the question of the jurisdiction of the Electoral Court. It will secondly have to cover the question, it seems to me, of the exact mandate of the committee and how we need to interpret that. And it will have to cover the matter of whether we can also then make findings on the findings made by the Public Protector, basically.
Okay. Mr. Schmidt?
Can I, in particular, just add to that the standing, legal standing of the Speaker's request that the committee consider the referral to the Electoral Court, the standing, legal standing of that. It doesn't form part of the report, it's a request by the Speaker. So the standing...
Well, it's actually the House, Mr. Schmidt. Remember, the House adopted this.
Yes, it just puts a different spin on it.
Well,
that's all
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, I hear you, but just more accurately, it's actually the National Assembly. It's no longer the Speaker now. This was a decision we took. Me, you, all of us, we all said aye, and that was it. Okay? But I take your point. It's sure, I understand. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just to indicate, Chair, I know you are still going on in terms of whom do we actually touch, to emphasize that we did also agree on the written response from the previous commission.
Do you want a written response from them?
Or do you want them to appear here?
They can appear, Chair, I think.
I'm guided by you.
Possibly we look at the written response. If we still need more detailed information, we can then be able to request them to appear.
Mr. Self?
I think, I mean, they can give a written response by all means, but many of the transactions here are quite intricate, and in the same way as the Honourable Werther said, I think we need to interrogate some of those intricacies, and the only time we can get into them in any depth is if they actually appear here. So that would be my recommendation.
See, I think the concern that's arising is the following. The previous commission agreed to a transaction relating to the Menlo Park office complex. On her return from overseas, the then CEO was informed of this and then said to the previous commission, but you did not follow proper procedure. Apparently there are procedures set down, okay, in terms of procurement. And on that basis, I'm not sure whether the CEO then said to them, but your decision is wrong and therefore you need to redo it, rescind, and then review, rescind, and then rethink it. That's how I understand it. But will they be able to respond to us in that regard in writing? We can ask them and then take it from there.
So if the opinion is that they should appear, that's when we can be able to get to the details. We are comfortable with it. We can still proceed that way.
Mr. Boota?
Chair, I think the question was raised by Mr. Van der Merwe, was that decisions, the recommendations or the findings of the public protector can be changed if we are influenced by the comments of the people that we're inviting here, because then are we turning this into an inquiry? See, because that's really fundamental. If we are not an inquiry, then we're supposed to act on the public protector's recommendation. Mm-hmm. Then we don't need some of this information that we're asking for.
Okay. Mr. Self, and then
I just think, again, one needs to come back to the resolution that we adopted, which says that what we have to do is we have to consider and report on the recommendations. Now, the Honourable Van der Merwe has raised, what is a recommendation? Well, that's another debate. But what we have got to do is we've got to produce a report for consideration by the National Assembly on this report. Mm. And what we make of it and whether we call some of their findings into doubt is another matter altogether. But we've got to consider and report on those recommendations. So I think at very least we should have the former commissioners here to allow us to properly consider and make that report.
Okay. You okay? All right. Yes, Mr. Van der Merwe.
The question remains in my mind. We have a report by the public protector. Is this final? Do we accept it, or can we call witnesses and place it in doubt and change it? In other words, do we act as a reviewer, or are we bound by her report? This may be included in the legal opinion.
Yes. All right. What we are all in agreement with, that we include in the legal opinion that very matter. So I think then we have clarity on that.
Yeah.
And obviously, if we call people, I would be of the view that if we now call people and we get new insights on the matter, then it might change things. But I think the legal opinion will clarify that.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Van
der. In the circumstances, may I then propose that this is the end for today?
Well, it would appear so. I'm not sure that we can proceed until we've received these written responses you are requesting. Okay? Mr. Manamela?
Just for specifics, I'm sure we should be able to get written responses within the next 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
I think also looking at our timelines and maybe start making preparations to meet within the next 7 days. And hopefully when we do have all those reports, then we can be able to process them. And then confirmations that people may be able to appear within the next 7 days, those that we need them to come appear before the committee. Yeah.
All right. Can you, I ask you to leave it in my hands, all right? I will submit the requests of the ad hoc committee to these persons, all right? And ask them to try and do so within the next 7 days. Might be a bit difficult, but we'll see what we can do. And then, depending on how soon they arrive, we'll schedule a meeting. But in the meantime, the legal opinion, the lawyers who are before me here, should be a written one, but on the understanding that we will still need the relevant people to be here, because undoubtedly, knowing you lawyers the way I do, you'll want follow-up questions. Okay?
Yeah.
Mr. Svanamera?
This is a complicated matter. Without casting any doubt on Parliament's legal advisors, is this not a proper case where a senior counsel from outside should look at this? Just bear it in mind.
Okay, I'll do that. But yeah, I might need a bit of guidance here. Do we have the authority to say we want legal counsel from outside, or do we request that from the speaker himself? Sorry, Joyce.
Chair, my opinion would be the matter is referred to Parliament.
Right.
You know, as Parliament, we should capacitate ourselves sufficiently to deal with matters rather than sourcing out. That would be an opinion on this matter, so that we can be able to deal with it purely as Parliament.
The trouble is sometimes Parliament's legal advisers themselves advise that perhaps you should get outside. I'm speaking from experience. It's not that they don't feel capable, it's just that, as one of you said, it's this is a case of a Chapter 9 institution conducting an investigation and giving a report on another Chapter 9 institution. And so, but look, let me see what they say, okay? Yeah, let me see what they say. Who's to say? They may say, no, we're quite capable, and may surprise us. All right. Yes, Mr. Saf.
I know we're going to leave it in your capable hands to do the scheduling of all this sort of thing, but
sure. I'll consult, Mr. Saf.
I just wanted to emphasize that I think that these events have left the Electoral Commission in a fair degree of uncertainty and stress.
Right.
And I would urge, while we are careful in what we do, that we do it as quickly as possible to give certainty because of the imminence of the election.
Yeah. Besides which, Mr. Self, please remember we have until the 31st of October. So quite clearly the National Assembly also was mindful of that fact. I think we agree with Mr. Self, yes. Anything else? No? Thank you very much. No, 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 not tomorrow. I will be in touch with you all, okay? Yeah. Please get copies of the letter. Mr. Matonzi is going to hand them out now. Yes, Chief. Njai. All right. Wait.
The last meeting, he was so much can we go home? It was just 12 minutes. Now it's
as a 24 minutes.